Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Hey in Meseches Nazir. We are going to be continuing the Gemara's analysis on Dalid Amud Beis about the halachos of making Nazirus in a context of Nazir Shimshon. We're going to talk about the different discussions of the Tanaim of whether Nazir Shimshon A takes effect that we already discussed on yesterday's daf, and B, the nature in which it does take effect. On to Hey Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss the length of time that a Nazirus is binding for, particularly based on the Mishnah that we had learned on yesterday's daf that had mentioned that a Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair when his hair gets heavy. So the Gemara is going to talk about that length of period of time that he's allowed to cut his hair. And then the Mishnah will talk about the time frame of Nazirus, of Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom on the bottom of Hayam and Aleph, and the Gemara will have an analysis of that statement of Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up where we had left off, which was about 20 lines from the bottom, parallel to the Tosas Dibur HaMachzil Alecha, where the Gemara is going to analyze what we had said in terms of the ability of a person to take a neder of Nazirus of Shimshon. As we learned in yesterday's daf, on the top of Dalet Amud Beis, we had learned that Nazir Shimshon is unique in the sense that Shimshon did not take a neder on himself. And according to the opinions that you have to be matbis bedover hanidor, that for one neder to take effect, it has to be equating what you want to take a neder for to another item that a neder was taken for. And when it comes to Shimshon, there wasn't a neder to effect the Nazirus of Shimshon. And therefore, the Gemara suggests that it could be, according to some, you would not be able to be tofes Nazir Shimshon. In fact, we have that as opinion of Rabbi Shimon, six lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Gabi Nazir Nami. Everybody should agree when it comes to Nazir, Haksiv Lashem. It says in the Pasuk, Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. And the Gemara had mentioned one more fact, that when it comes to Bechor, even though Bechor is not an item that is a Dover Hanidar, it comes out of the womb of the animal as kadosh. Nevertheless, because the pasuk says when it comes to a bechor that the bechor is lashem, kol ha-bechor asher yivoled bevkarcho v'tzoncha ha-zochor takdish lashem elokecha, because it is lashem, so then there's a gzeres hakasav that considers it as similar to kachim. And since it's similar to kachim, and kachim you consecrate lashem, a bechor has a certain level of being Magdish Hashem. Asks the Gemara, Gabi Nazir Nam Yotziv Hashem. So therefore, how could anybody say that Nazir Shimshon cannot be done? Answers the Gemara, Hu mi boi lecha disanya. This statement of Nazir Lahazir Lashem that appears in Parshas Naso is understood in a different way based on the story of Rabbi Shimon, of Shimon ben Tzadik. Amar Shimon Tzadik, miyamai Lo yechalti Ashim Nazir Tameh. I never ate from an Ashim Nazir Tameh. I never participated in the Karbonos of a Nazir because I was always concerned about the motivation and the sincerity of the process of a Nazir. Chutz mi adam echad, except for one person, Sheba alai min adorim, he came from the south. Yifei naim, he was handsome. V'tov rai, uktososav, sturis lo taltalim, and he had beautiful locks of hair. Amarti lo bini, mari isa shachay ser nazir. He said, I said to him, when he told me he wanted to be a nazir, I asked him, why? Amar li raya yisi la'av avi bi'iri. I was a shepherd for my father in the city. And, v'alachti l'shov mayim, and I went to draw water, min hamayin, in the spring, viniskalti bevoyoshli, and I saw in my reflection upachas yitzrielai, and I said, you know, I could party well. Ubikesh litardani mina olam, and wanted to get rid of me from the true world. Wanted to get rid of me from the world. What does it mean from the world? The world that's of MS, of being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yetzer Hara spoke about separating my guf from my neshama. Amartilo reka mipnei matas atam isgah ba'olam sheino shelcha. I said to myself, empty one, why are you being haughty in a world that's not yours? Notice over here that he describes it as a world that's not his, because he described that the Yetzer wants to remove him from the world. From the world. That world is a world that's not ours. It's a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesov chalios rima v'tola. In your end, you're going to be end up as worms. So I never understood this when I was younger. What does that mean? Shesov chalios rima v'tola. So the answer is that the world that we come from, the true part of our essence, is not our bodies. It's our neshama. And that's an olam shei neshecha. So then I decided that my avoda is to become a nazir to Shemayim. Some point out that Rashi and Tainus on Daf Chav Dalet understands the word avoda as a shvua, that he's making a shvua that he's going to become a nazir. Matim Neshaktiv al Roshay, Shimon HaTzadik says, I kissed him on his head. Amarti loy, K'moyscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. There should be more nazirim like you in Yisrael. In other words, there were many people who became Nazirim for wrong calculations. This one was pure. Alecha kasvaimer ishki afli dindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. The emphasis is that he's doing it lashem. He's doing it lashem shemayim. Not that people should say he's a nazir. Not that he should think that by simply becoming a nazir, he's going to defy his material inclinations and automatically become a tzaddik, but rather he's doing it l'shem shemayim for the purest of reasons. Says the Gemara, v'shim shen lav nazir havi. Are you going to say that by saying that you want to be a nazir l'shem shem, so then in such a case, it's not going to be a binding statement for nazirus, because shem shem is not a neder of nazirus. We have to add that to the Lashon HaGemara. The Shimshon Lav Nazir means, is Shimshon not the regular process of Neder of Nazir? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk Shoftim says, Ki Nazir Lekim Yehanar Min HaBeten, that he will be considered like a Nazir from the stomach of his mother. So here the Gemara is assuming in its question that the commandment was that the father should make a Neder when he was in his mother's stomach, that he should be a nazir from that time. Answers the Gemara, that is not what the Kavanah of the Pasuk is. Hasa malachu de kamar. No, there the malach was the one who made that statement, that the malach was stating that he will be a nazir. But there was no human being that took a neder of nazirus for Shimshon. Uminal de'itmi l'meisim. And how do we know, as we had assumed in our Mishnah, that Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metamei L'Meisim because Shimshon himself was Metamei L'Meisim? Ilei Midichsiv, if we're going to say that, we're going to learn from the Pasuk that is stated in Shimshon. Vayomer Shimshon bilchi hachamor, chamor chamor esayim, bilchi hachamor ikes yelefish, that Shimshon killed many people. And when he killed them, so then presumably he touched them. Says the Gemara, well, that's not a full proof. Dilma giruye garibu velo nagibu. Maybe Shimshon took the cheekbone of the animal that he used as a weapon, and he threw it at them, but he wasn't holding the cheekbone of the bull when he killed them. Elamihacha. So the Gemara says, what about another proof? Vayach, he hit. Mehem shloshim ish vayikach es chalitzasam. He killed them by hitting them. Says the Gemara, Dilma Ashlechina Bereshiv Hadik Atlina. Maybe he threw them and they died. Says the Gemara, that's not likely to be the correct way of reading the Pasuk. Vayach Vayikach Ksiv. It says that he hit them and then he took their clothing. The Mefarish learns, 10 lines from the bottom, that first he hit them and then when they were dead he took their clothing. That means he touched them. Says the Gemara, Dilma Goysesin Shavinon. Maybe they weren't entirely dead. Maybe he took their clothing when they were a goseis. Goseis means someone that who's inevitably going to die, but is not dead yet, and therefore they're not metame. Ela gemara gemirula. Gemara says it must be that we have a tradition, a gemara, It was something that was been passed down from generation to generation, that Shimshon was not a Nazir that was usher to be Metame. Tuma was mutter for Shimshon. It's interesting to note that the Meiri explains Gemar Gemiri Lab means that we heard it mipi Ashmua. We're speaking about in the last month, both in the Musar and in the Chassidus, we've been speaking about the idea that the most central part of Avodas Hashem is the ability to listen. And we pointed out that the key to being someone who's connected to the Amorayim, connected to Gemara, is the emphasis, points out Rav David Kahn, is listening. Shema, mashma, the Gemara often says. And here we see even the term Gemara means to have heard from one's Rabbi. V'nazar olam heichi k'siva, asks the Gemara, and where do we have the concept of Nazir olam in the pasuk? The Gemara is talking about particularly the concept of a Nazir, who's a Nazir for an extended period of time, who is allowed to cut his hair when his hair gets heavy. So Gemara Desanya, we learn in Braisa, Rabbi Yemer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Hayim. Avshalom himself was a Nazir Olam. Shneemar, Vahimi Ketz Abraham Shana, Vyemer Avshalom Elamelch, Elchana V'Ashalim Es Nidarai, Asher Nidarki L'Hashem B'Chevron, U'Megaleach, Echad L'Shneim Aser Chodesh. So point number one is Avshalom becomes the paradigm of a Nazir Olam, that his Naziris extended in for an extended period of time. It points out the Gemara, the end of the pasuk is Nadar to Hashem Mechevron, and he is allowed to Megaleach once every 11 months. How do we know that? Shinemar, Fahim Miketz Yomim. La Yomim. Ashe Yigaleach, Ki Chove, the love of Gilchob. Now, what is this expression, Yomim Yomim? That every once in a while, Avshalom would cut his hair. V'yalef Yomim Yomim, Bate Arechoma. And we learn out the expression of yum yum every once in a while from Arechoma. We define it. Mahasim Yud Beis Chodesh. Just like when it comes to Batei Arechoma, that if you have houses that have been sold during a particular period of time, they're allowed to be redeemed. It depends on whether those houses are in walled cities or unwalled cities. Torah tells us in Chaf Hei Chaf Tes that if a house is sold within a walled city, it could be redeemed within 12 months, and after 12 months, it can no longer be redeemed. And the Pasuk describes Yomim Tiagu Lasa. It doesn't say always a year, but also uses the expression Mahasim Yud Beis Chodesh. Just like over there, the Torah goes out of its way later on to spell it that means 12 months. Afkan Yud Beis Chodesh, here too it means Yud Beis Chodesh, even though the Pasuk never spelled it out. Bar continues two lines to the top on him and Alf. Rabbi Noi Royom, Megaleach Achas, Lilamid Yom. Rabbi Noi Roy says that he shears his head once every 30 days. Rabbi Noi Roy has a different opinion. Rabbi Noi Roy, Megaleach Achas, Lishloishim Yom. Rabbi Noi Roy says that the Nazir Shimshon can shave every 30 days. Rabbi Yosef Megalech Me'er Shabbos L'Er Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef of the opinion that he could shave from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Shkei Masim Batei Melachim. Shemegalchim Me'er Shabbos Mibnei Melachim. Shemegalchim Me'er Shabbos L'Er Shabbos. Because sons of kings, they take a haircut often from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. I've been looking to find some time to take a haircut. I guess Bnei Melachim are able to find time more easily than us working people. My time at the Rebbe. What is the rationale of Rebbe when Rebbe is of the opinion that says that it's 12 months? So we learned Yalfim Bate Arachama. Va Rebbe Hu Da Amar Ein Yomim Chusin Mishnayim. But didn't Rebbe himself say that when it comes to the definition of Yomim, that when it says Yomim Te Yagulasai, it's coming to tell us something different, and that is that you can't redeem the house within 2 days of the purchase. If that would be so then maybe it means to shave every 2 days, to cut one's hair every 2 days. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Hai Gzereshava, this Gzereshava that we learn, Mishum Koivid Gamir, is because of the fact that the hair is heavy. So, yes, in theory you could learn 2 days, but that's not logical. because the whole heter, as we saw in the Mishnah, on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, is that the hair is getting heavy. Says Gemara ve'eim shnei shanim, but maybe it means 2 years. In other words, two doesn't mean 2 days, but rather it'll mean 2 years. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, vayimi ket shnasayim yomim, the yord yomim refers to 2 years as well, as the Torah describes in the beginning of Parshas Mikes, 2 years after the Paro sends the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim to their destinies. So then Paro has a dream. So, and that's 2 years afterwards. Dan yom she'eni moim shanim, mi yomim she'eni moim shanim. We learn the expression of yomim when it doesn't have a connection to years. In other words, the pasuk by Avshalom doesn't use the word shnasayim, and therefore we're more likely to word yomim yomim from baterechoma va'al yochiach zeh she'eshim oshan. But in Parshas Miketz, there the word shanim is used. Ve'im asks the Gemara shloishim yomim. Maybe the period of time is 30 days if you're learning from yomim dichsiv, because we find ad chodesh yomim when it comes to the slav that. The fowl that was given to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Klal Yisrael complained about the man, said, I'll give them fowl up until a month's worth of time, until it's coming out of their noses and their ears. Again, we're more likely to learn from where it says yamim without months. In other words, we're more likely to learn from Arechoma than it is than the case of the slav. Ve'ema asks Amar, what about something else? Mehachim yamim yamima. The Mefarish explains this is by Yiftach when Yiftach's daughter secluded herself based on the neder that her father had said that girls would go visit her every once in a while. So why don't we learn out that yamim yamima, that they would go visit her 4 days out of a year, which would be once every 3 months, explains the Farish. Dun yamim vein dun yamim biyamima. We also learn yamim yamim. In other words, we're going to learn the nizir oilam from Bater Chama. We won't learn from Yiftach. Umay nafkamina asks the Gemara, and what is the nafkamina between yamim yamima or yamim miyamim? Vatan dvei Rabbi Yishmael. Didn't we learn in regards to the halachos and nigei batim? The pasuk says, "V'shava kohen b'yemashiv rav v'yinei pelsa anega b'kirois habayis," that the kohen is going to come back, and if he sees that the nega has increased, uvakai a kohen, and when the kohen comes, we learn exerus shava, zui shiva v'zui bia, that the halachos are the same, that there's no difference between the first week and the second week of the process of the kohen, even though the lashonos are not the same. Because in one case it says, uva'kohen, and then it says, shav. But since the meaning is the same, we equate them. So why don't we equate yamim yamima? Says Gemara, hani mili hecha deleka damilei. When it comes to Kohen, there's nothing else to equate it, and the pasuk is unclear. So therefore we learn that there's no difference between the first week and the second week. If we could choose for yam yam or yam from yamima, we'll choose yamim from yamim, and not yam from yamima. Ika da amri, others say, minot yedina de kol tlasa yarchin chad zilma. How do we know that every 3 months the Benos Yisrael will go to Yiftach? Maybe you could read that they would go for 4 straight days. Remember the pasuk that we had mentioned from the Farsh and Dibar Maskel Ve'ema, that they went for 4 days, and that meant once every 3 months. So the Gemara analyzes that. Tilma Arba Zimni Bishata. Maybe, asks the Gemara, they went for 4 times, and the times weren't equal. Or or 4 months distance between one of the times. Train Yarchin Bichadzim, another time 2 months between the two. And that would make the Pasuk vague. And since there's nothing that's clear in the Pasuk, therefore we can't learn it out from to Yamim when it comes to the Nazir. Rabbi Noirai Yomer, Migaleach Achas L'Shoishim Yoim. Rabbi Noirai says that the Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair every 30 days. My time, what's his reason? Gabe Kainim, Shum Diika Koivet. By Kainim, his hair is heavy. Hachanami Ika Koivet. The same applies to the Nazir. What's the case of the Kainim that we're referring to? We're referring to Kainim Hedyotos, that's also for them to grow their hair for more than 30 days, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Beis Amabeis, learns out from Nazir, ironically from Nazir. Rabbi Yossi Amar Megalech Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that it's by every week they can cut their hair, the Nazir Olam. Says the Gemara, Mai Ika Beinei L'Sharachai, the Makar was Avshalom, and Avshalom cut his hair as B'nai Malachim. Then how did he show he was different than other B'nai Malachim? Because we know Avshalom was a Nazir. That was the whole source that we learned out from Avshalom. And says the Gemara, Yom Tov Shechalios B'emtze Shabbos Tachu Megalchin Halom Megalach. He didn't cut his hair when Yom Tov fell out in the middle of the week, only from week to week. Inami, because he was a Nazir. Inami Ligiluche Min Safra Demale Shabsa. Another Nafgamina is Erev Shabbos in the morning, Achui Megalchin, Iu LaMegalchat Panya, but his brothers would already cut the hair in the morning. He would wait till the afternoon. Hani Arboim Shana, these 40 years, that says in the Pasuk that we darshan on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, Vayihi Miketz Arboim Shana, Vayoymer Avshalom, El HaMelech, Elchana, that we had two lines from the bottom. Ma'avidatayah, what does it mean that at the end of these 40 days? What are we referring to? Rabbi Roy Mishumer Bishua Lekates Mamshan Shisholu Lahen Melech. It's at the end of the 40 years after Klal Yisrael had asked Shaul for a king. Tana, Osir Shana Shisholu Lahen Melech, Hishnas Eser Lishmuel Haramasi. And that period of time was the 10th year that Shmuel was ruling over Klal Yisrael. We have a new Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yoim, that if a person takes a regular Nazir, it's 30 days, Menani Mili, what's the source? Amar Mas Namar Krok, Kodesh Yeh. It says in regards to Nazir, he's going to be a Kodesh. Yeh, Begimatro Tzlosin. And Yeh is a Gematro of 30. So that's the source, that Stam Nazir Shloshim Yoim, because of the Remez to Yeh. Barpod Amar Keneged Naziroi Nazro. Hamuram bitora lamid chaserachas. The word nazir appears in the Torah 30 minus 1 times. In other words, either the word nazir or nizro appears 29 times. Amelucha ahul drasha miyayim v'sheichar. But we need the lashonos of nazirus for a drasha, for dinei nazirus. For example, we learn miyayim v'sheichar yazir, lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus, like we learned in the past. We learned in the daf 2 days ago that from the pasuk yazir we learn out that yayin mitzvah is asur tim, and we learn out from the pasuk yafalun dar neder nazir lahazir melam shenazirus chola al nazirus. So that also is another halacha, that one, if a person makes a nazirus, it could be chal on another nazirus, which means that if he says he's going to be a Nazir today and he says he's going to be a Nazir today, then there are two separate Naziris. So what do we see? We see those 29 psukim that you mentioned are already used. Ubarpada, and Barpada is going to respond. Barpada, who makes the account, Amelecha, Leka Chid Minein Delavlet Rasha. There isn't one of them, Barpada will respond, that you don't need it for a Drasha. El Medahu L'Minyana, Kulanami L'Minyana. Just like one of the psukim that is not coming to tell us any drasha, one of the 29, to tell us the amount of time nazirus, so then it's to indicate that we could count everything as part of the cheshbon. In other words, there's one pasuk that's used for a calculation, we'll use the others, even though the others are also used for a drasha. Period. Tnan. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. We learned Stam Nazir says 30 days. Bishlem the Rav Masna Nicha Elo LeBar Pada Kasha. It's difficult according to Bar Pada because Bar Pada said it's 29 days. Amalecha Bar Pada says the Gemara 7 lines at the top. I did the Ika Yom Tlosin to Megalech. Maybe Kamer Nosav Mishumachi Tana Shloshim. According to the Halachos of Nazir, claims Bar Pada, he does his shaving and brings the carbon on the 30 days. So therefore, it's called 30, even though it's actually 29 days of Nazirus. In other words, part of the 30th day is also going to have Nazirus until he cuts his hair and he brings the carbonos. Tznan, we learned in Mishnah, Misham Arei Nazir Migalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He cuts his hair on the 31st, asks the Gemara. The Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph says, so Bishlem the Ramasna Nicha, according to Ramasna, 30 full days. El Bar Poda Kasha, so how could Bar Poda say that you cut on the 30th, you cut on the 31st, and if you cut on the 31st, then you need to have 30 days, and not 20 days, 29 days of Stam Nazirus. Amlecha Bar Poda, Ema Seifa. Bar Poda will respond, but what about the Seifa? Im Gilach, Liyom Shloshim, Yotza. So over there in the Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph, it says that if the hair is cut on the 30th day, then he's going to be Yotzei. Elo Seifa Miseya L'Reisha. So what must you say? That the Seifa is helping out the Reisha. Nase Koimer Shleimin. That if a person says Hareini Nazir, and if a person says Hareini Nazir, it's as if he's indicating he wants to do 30 full days. However, as Bar Pada had said, if it's a Stam Nazirus, so then Bidieved, if he did 29 days, it'll also be acceptable as well. This was a Gzeira of the Chachamim. It's considered as if he said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimim. Gzeira of the Chachamim. However, the fact that we allow it Bidieved shows to us that on a level of Daraisa, Hareini Nazir will only mean 29 days. Rav Masna Kasha Seifa. And according to Rav Masna, who says that's 30 full days, so how come Bidieved it's going to be acceptable? Rav Masna is based on the very important halachic principle of Miktsas Hayom Kekula. If you do part of the day, that's considered the whole day. Some of you might be familiar in Avelus, in Hilchos Avelus, we have such a concept. We are going to stop Daf Hei over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Hei in Maseches Nazir. Tomorrow, I'm also, Be'ezer Hashem, have more time to learn with you, I hope. In the end of a very hectic and beautiful week. Just came back from the Grus Kolo, beginning of a new Zman. So much work, so many Talmidim, Baruch Hashem, Tzarchi Amcha Merubim. And I hope tomorrow, Friday morning, Be'ezer Hashem, to spend a little bit more time learning Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, and some very important halachos that come out from Davov. This Be'ezer Hashem includes Dav Hei in Maseches Nazir.